producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It is 7 minutes after the hour. This is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen, that would be me, Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, that would be them, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Kalamazoo. Oh, no, wait a minute, it's not Kalamazoo. He isn't gone from Washington to Kalamazoo, but there is a lot of focus on Kalamazoo today because of that fellow who, what do I call him? Does it seem like it's... Sort of, I'm being superficial, Jennifer, when I refer to him as a fellow. Jason Dalton, his name, 45 years old, arrested yesterday after shooting up the town on Saturday night. A lot is being made about the fact that he was an Uber driver, which I think is not the story, although a lot of people are trying to make it the story. The story is that this guy is out of his mind. He had... have been checked out in the same way most everybody else who drives for Uber gets checked out. I don't think they're the story, and I almost resent the fact that the news media has piled on here as they seem to.
Well, I mean, he was picking up fares while he was doing this rampage.
Okay, so let's say he had been a taxi driver.
Right.
It would have been a mention that he's a taxi driver. It wouldn't have been the whole story. The whole story here. If you look at the story, you think the whole story is about him driving for Uber and how they check their drivers.
No, but I'm curious because you and I both have discovered that they do different things. I mean,
yes.
A friend of mine that I know met somebody in a parking lot, handed over their driver's license, and they were ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Where you said your son was really vetted to the point where they wouldn't even let him drive.
Right, because of what he did as for his real job.
Yep. Right, now I'm reading a story because USA Today has picked up on this. And
which part of it, Jen?
The background check.
Ah, okay.
In the USA Today, I always love saying that.
Yeah.
There is a look at how Uber does background checks, and people are saying what is tough about it is that they don't have fingerprinting technology, so they don't really have that control. Where I guess most, like if you become a taxi driver, I guess you'd be fingerprinted into the system.
Really?
Some other type of driver.
Can we check that out? Can we find out, let's say a New York City cab driver. Roberta, what do you know about qualifications, if any, from your years of living in New York, taking cabs? Because that's how people live in New York. Everybody takes a cab.
Mm-hmm.
More than any other city in our country, it really depends on the cab fleet. Do they have, what kind of scrutiny do they have for the cab drivers, many of whom don't speak English? I've found it more offensive than not to get into a cab that was filled with cigarette smoke and these guys gibbering away, mostly in some kind of Arabic.
I was going to say, you have to be Pakistani to be a cab driver.
Okay. So,
and that is actually a statistical fact.
Really?
That the majority of New York City cab drivers are Pakistani, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what kind of truth do you find in checking them out, or how thoroughly are they checked out? If that's the case, why are there so many Pakistanis and not Americans? And I don't ask that for a racial, you know, as people say, you're a racist. No, I want to know why there aren't more white guys driving cabs in New York. Why?
When I get an Uber driver, usually I get, you know, someone who is, you know, but more American, if you want to put it that way.
Saturday night.
I get women, too.
I landed at the Logan Airport at about 20 minutes after midnight, and the buses were gone. There wasn't a cab. Well, I got out of the plane. I got out my smartphone, went to my Uber app, and by the time I asked for the car, when I got off the plane, I walked outside 3-4 minutes later, car was there, trunk was open, and out of the car jumped Ahmed, who had a turban on his head, greeted me in the same fashion that you would be greeted, I suppose, in New York by somebody who was articulate, even though there was a bit of an accent. I didn't know anything about the shoot-up in Kalamazoo at that point, and I wonder if I had, would I have engaged this guy in conversation? As it turned out, I was wiped and I fell asleep in the back of the cab. Was I worried, or the back of the car? It was a brand new Toyota
Camry, I believe. That's what I got for a car. And he had his stuff up on the windshield, and when he got the information from my text, it had the address. He knew exactly where he was going. We didn't need to have a conversation. We didn't. It cost me $30 less than a cab would have cost. And bing, bang, boom, I was home at 10 minutes of 1. So I've never had a problem with Uber. I don't have any problem with the way they run their company. I'm bothered by the attacks on them by the establishment, because the people who are, for the most part, attacking them are people that can't, the taxi people, they don't, I mean, look around the world, never mind here. Look at what was there. I saw something about the Chinese in Vancouver. What was that story? Anybody see that? The Chinese, I wish I could put my finger on it right this minute, and I can't. Investing like $1 billion, or they've invested, Uber's invested $1 billion in China. Anybody see that?
No, but that's, everybody's trying to get into China. There's a lot of money coming around there.
Yeah.
Should we talk about why we're talking about Uber, though, today? We should probably give the details.
Well, here's the, this is the story. Thank you, Jennifer. You got the story trending in DougStefan.com about this shooter, and he was taking fares while he was on this rampage. The bottom line is that he killed, I think, 6 people altogether. A random 4 people in a car in the Cracker Barrel restaurant in Kalamazoo, and then there were a couple of others that were shot somewhere else, and so now he's under arrest, and they're trying to do a background check on him, and all that comes up is Uber, 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 Uber. Frankly, at this point, I know more about Uber and their process than I know about this guy. And is that, I mean, why is there such a focus on this in the circumstance? I think it's troubling. He's going to be in court this morning. They're trying to piece together the hours of the rampage, because he went and shot up one, picked up a fare, brought him someplace else, and then he went somewhere else and shot up another, his second round.
So bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, I think we know we're dealing with someone who's mentally ill,
he's out of his mind.
Person.
By definition, anybody who does this is insane. So how do they cover it up so well in order to go through a vetting process like they have at Uber?
Or are people just embracing their crazy more than they used to?
Just snap. There's a fine line between walking through your life every single day and then just losing it and saying, I can't take it anymore. Mm. And just snap.
6 people, 2 others
injured.
Well,
the guy who rode in the Uber car, I don't know if you saw this part of the story right before
David,
he started, Derek, the guy started shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah, said that he received a phone call, and after that phone call, he started driving erratically. And he
ran over people's lawns and stuff. Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So who knows what was in that phone call?
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of relationship issue where something went awry.
Yeah.
Well,
and just set him
right.
off. There's a lot of, man, think about it. Think about it. Roberto, you're in New York City. Jennifer, you're in Los Angeles. I'm in Washington, D.C. Doug, you're in Boston.
I'm on the farm.
Walk down the street in any major city, and as you pass people and bump them on the shoulder, how many people are on the, there's a fire right on
in
the
my
edge.
Neighborhood, almost all of them.
Right? But between a spouse leaving them, losing their job, some kind of major life event that just sets them over the edge.
Yeah.
And don't forget how we medicate people, too. I mean, a lot of these people are on medications that the side effects of depression medications actually cause some of this type of behavior.
We've seen so many reports over the last 2 or 3 years on these shooters where it's case after case that come out there over medicated.
I was talking, Roberta, earlier on, and for those of you who weren't listening in, I think it was either last hour or the hour before, about my cousin having completely gone. He has a bad case, really horrible case of Alzheimer's. Started with dementia, became full-blown Alzheimer's. He's like gone. He's gone. He's still, heart's still beating, but that's it. And right. So he was, before he was put, quote-unquote, under control, he was going around the house ripping things up, his office, tearing things apart. He physically accosted his wife to the point where she is afraid for her life. And so in order to calm him down, they drugged him up. So he sits in a chair all day as a vegetable, drugged up, and not really speaking. And I guess I wonder whether it's at the end, whether the drugs have made him what he is at the moment, or whether the experiences that brought him to the point of having this horrible disease, you know, brought him there. It may be a combination of both of those things. But, wow, I'll tell you something. By the way, Uber confirmed that the suspect passed their general background check. Uber, as a company,
yeah,
has also
clean.
Said, right, does not allow passengers or drivers to carry guns. So that's, under the circumstances, I suppose, good to know, in a manner of speaking. But what a tragedy. Here's some input from some of the folks listening to our discussion of this through the course of the morning. Julian writes, I got denied from Uber because I got a ticket for failing to use a turn signal. And they hired this guy. Marcus writes, having been rear-ended by an Uber driver this past weekend, I think the biggest reason that matters is he worked for the company is that it reveals one of the concerns relating to their business model. I don't see that at all. I think that's a nonsensical. He could be rear-ended by anybody. Sheila, Uber is fast becoming as scary as Craigslist. Tammy says, why are these people mad at Uber? The man's job had nothing to do with him shooting people. I agree with that point more than any other here. So, but it is something that is trending, and it's something to think about, and will it hurt Uber, or will it make Lyft more popular? The fact that people now have these services that I will tell you, whenever I can, I use Uber. I wouldn't use a cab. The experience I had, I used Uber, three or four times this past week on my trips, and I found them to be, as they advertise, fine. Clean, efficient, and worth. I think, what did I do? I took an Uber to the airport, I think, in Los Angeles. A couple of times I've used them recently, and they've been fine. So, and I'm just pleased that I can make my smartphone work.
I was going to say, I think you stick up for Uber because you know how to order one.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
18 after the hour, and good day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Yeah.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Doug Stephan Good Day program. And Jennifer's going to tell a story here that involves both Taylor Swift, to whom you are listening now, and the performer Kesha. So
Very good. I'm very proud of you for saying that right. Well, Taylor Swift in the news, you know, she's one of the good ones, I think. She donated $250,000 to Kesha over the weekend to support her because Kesha's been battling Sony Music and with Sony Music, Dr. Luke, who was the producer of her first and only album. The allegations are that Kesha was drugged and raped by Dr. Luke, and she's been trying to get out of her contract with him, but Sony is fighting this, saying they don't want to end her relationship. They think they can still get some more out of her. And this has been going on for a couple of years now. She's so much so that Kesha is really almost out of money. Mike Walters from TMZ has more on the story.
Kesha flew to New York and had all of her fans waiting for her to go into a New York courtroom where she was fighting against Dr. Luke. Remember, she alleges Dr. Luke, her producer, sexually and verbally abused her while they worked together, and Kesha has now gone to court and said, I want out of my Sony contract, and I don't want to work with Dr. Luke anymore. Well, here's the issue. She had to go convince a New York judge that she can get out of that contract, and when she went there, they denied it. In the end, the judge said, you have to stay in your Sony contract, but you don't have to work with Dr. Luke. You can work with somebody else. Sadly, though, we were inside the courtroom, and Kesha broke down, put her head down, and cried. Obviously, a big loss for her. She wanted to get out of this contract. Kesha's attorney, though, is still arguing, even if she does an album without Dr. Luke, that Sony will blackball her and not support her when she does this music. Dr. Luke did not show up in courts, but the lawsuit involving the sexual and verbal abuse is ongoing.
Anybody, now, what's interesting here, Dougie?
Think a TMZ cut sounds like a Batman episode.
A little bit with all that music in the background.
Music, yeah.
Yeah.
The sound
music.
Effects.
But what's interesting here is that she's saying that Sony pressured her as a young girl. She was, I think, 17, maybe 18. I think 18 when she signed her contract. And she's saying that she was, you know, they misrepresented all the stuff that she would be getting. And she basically signed her life away and she didn't know what she was doing. So she tried that defense. Now, she's gotten a lot of support online from her fans and blogs and all kinds of places and people gathering in front of the courtroom even. Take a listen to this.
What I don't understand is how, nothing against Zayn or anything like that, how Zayn can leave his contract with One Direction like that because he was unhappy. Chris Brown literally beat a woman, still go on and have a great successful career and do what he wants to do and move past that. But Kesha can be sexually abused for years by her producer and not be able to get out of her contract and be forced to make music like artists do and something she's passionate about and something she cares about. Has to be forced to make 6 more albums with her rapist before she can be released from her contract. There's people online who think she's lying or she's just trying to find a way to get attention or she wants to get out of her contract easy. It really blows my mind. Anyone who's watching this needs to know that they have zero right to make any kind of claim about anyone's abuse, have a single right to say that someone is lying, that someone is doing it for attention. My friends, is why there are so many rape victims who stay in the shadows for years and keep it all bottled up. Don't tell anyone because they think people are going to think that they are lying or they're doing it for attention when they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she sounds like a valley girl, but that's great advice. Yeah, that's Michelle Nadine, who's a YouTuber who's supporting Kesha and all of this.
Well, it is the double standard, the old casting couch thinking, the mentality, men lording over women. One of the reasons that there's so much attention, I think, being given to women who are changing their roles, the millennials. Can you imagine, under the circumstances, although I think Kesha is in that age bracket. How old is she, Jennifer?
Oh, gosh, in her 20s.
20s, mm-hmm. Okay. So, but more and more women who hear stories like that become not necessarily defensive.
Well, but it's the music business, too. I mean, you remember back in the 50s.
Doesn't make it right, but she's not acceptable.
Every single artist was taken care of, or was taken advantage of by the
music. Oh, you're so desperate for that slot.
Yeah, under the circumstances. Remember Ronnie Spector, who married Phil Spector. Her name was Veronica, not Simpson, but something close to that. She slept with him because that's the only way she could move her career. Yeah. That's why Darlene Love didn't make it because she wouldn't sleep with Phil Spector. It's awful. Mm-hmm. 28 past the hour and good day.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
For a 2016 Sprinter Worker, excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation charges.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Way has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, you're welcome to join us, spend some time here, maybe participate. Ooh, what a concept. A two-way, three-way, four-way conversation on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Bob Kay is lurking in the background as well. All these people working hard to put together. I sound like Bill Clinton when I said that. I always used to think, you know what? You wanted a job, so don't tell us you're working hard. So from now on, I'm not working hard because I'm really not anyway.
I know. I was going to say, what are you doing? Are you naked right now? In your bathroom? Like, what are you doing?
You know what? I'm enjoying some beauty, Jennifer.
Well, the video, I saw you looking at me, Doug.
Yes, you are beautiful. Oh, Roberta is beautiful. Richie is handsome. He has a handsome family. Things are beautiful. It's a beautiful day here on the farm. Blue skies. Temperature about 40, which is good for this time of year. What's not to like? And something else you'll like is the video of the day. Fascinating to look at this and understand where we all come from in a way. The video is from the Radiant Spirit Gallery. One of their videographers was out last weekend, and he captured some amazing footage on Lake Superior of an event known as ice stacking. And to sort of give you an idea of what this is, well, you look at the picture and you can get it, but if you know and understand how the plates, the continental shelf, the way mountains, mountain ranges, the way the Earth's topography has been formed, pretty much the same as the ice. It's a jam. When mountains come together, when you see a mountain range like the Rockies, where I was last weekend, it is a jam up of two forces on the surface of the Earth coming together. The ice ages have helped form some of these mountain ranges, but more often than not, certainly in the case of the Rockies, the two sides, the continental shelf, and being separated and sort of crashing back into each other forms the mountain range. And that's what this is. This is icicles, frozen ice, jamming up, crashing into each other. And that's what you see on the top of the water. Very, very interesting along the shoreline of Lake Superior. It's sort of fascinating. One of those things in nature.
Nature videos rock.
Nature, they really do, Richie. You're right. Speaking of nature, we have tried to, mankind has tried to overcome nature in many different ways, sometimes more successfully than others. You may or may not have heard, this is a story that we have trending as well at DougStephan.com, the tapes from the Apollo 10 mission. This is a fascinating story for any number of reasons. The audio behind this is people, they're just realizing what actually has been said here, what actually has been revealed, these lost tapes. The astronauts heard music on the moon. Mm-hmm. And people say, huh? What? What are you talking about? Music on the moon. As far as you knew, everything about the mission, Apollo 10, when it went into lunar orbit, included traversing the far side of the moon, and you remember from the movies and hearing the stories that when they went to the far side of the moon, they couldn't communicate. It was for a period of time of 20, 30 minutes every time they went around the moon. The communication was lost. Today, they figured out how to do that, but we're going back to 1969
right,
now.
Right, when the radio waves were blocked,
between
the moon. Right?
Right. So now, 40 years later, some lost recordings have emerged that reveal something unsettling for the three Apollo astronauts, and now unsettling for those who are trying to figure out what the heck really happened on the far side of the moon. Here's Richard Lintern, who is a person who works for the Science Channel's NASA channel. The Unexplained Files is the name of the show, introducing what they found in these audio tapes.
Apollo 10 enters lunar orbit. As they pass around the far side of the moon, the astronauts lose all contact with Earth. During this hour, the astronauts are on their own. No one on Earth can see or hear them. When they emerge, they seem to have survived their voyage around the far side unscathed.
Houston, you can tell the world that we have arrived.
But nearly four decades later, lost recordings emerge revealing an unsettling incident on the far side of the moon. The tapes contain recordings of strange otherworldly music coming through the Apollo module's radio.
All right, so here's the controversy is about this music, some of what the astronauts heard, and maybe a comment or two I think is included in this, Richie.
Wow. Whoa.
Then
whoa.
And that's
talk
where
about,
Justin Bieber was born.
Yeah, right.
Woo-hoo.
Here they talk about whether they ought to say anything about it or not.
We ought to think about it or not.
They didn't. Al Worden was the commander of Apollo 15, and he weighed in on NASA burying this story.
NASA would withhold information from the public if they thought it was in the public's best interest. If I were to hear something back there, the first thing probably would freak me out. The Apollo 10 crew is very used to the kind of noise that they should be hearing. Logic tells me that if there was something recorded on there, then there was something there. I suspect there's a very, very clear cause of what they heard on Apollo 10, which maybe we haven't uncovered yet.
Well, what really is the story? Is this a conspiracy? Are we really, is there some other explanation? There was a spaceship out there that was watching them. It sort of reminds me of a play on Independence Day. This is great timing for promotion of that next movie coming out July 4th, Independence Day Resurgence, where the bad guys from the bad planets come back to attack Earth again. Here's historian Andrew Chaikin. He says this is what happened.
you're an astronaut and you start hearing these strange sounds, what are you going to do? They were all absolutely petrified of being grounded if there was even the slightest question mark over their state of mind. So what do? They stayed silent.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yep. So the transcripts were classified untouched in the archives until 2008. So the debate has gone on since then. Why they're released now, I'm not actually sure. I didn't find that in any... You know how I love this stuff. I love NASA and
probably
space
freedom
program.
Of information, the time has passed.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So you can comment, if you will, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. It's an amazing world we live in, Master Jack. I think I had this conversation. Actually, I'm going to tell a story again for a minute because I don't know, obviously, this was a couple hours ago, whether it penetrated everybody or not. The story of the person I had dinner with on Friday night at my friend John Kelly's home in Denver is the pilot of the next generation of space exploration, which begins this fall in September at Cape Kennedy. There will be a launch on a huge rocket. They're using the biggest rocket that we have to launch into space a machine which is about the size of a school bus that will be in Earth orbit, and then it'll be slingshotted. Is that the right slingshot? Sling,
yep.
Whatever
sure.
It is. Mm-hmm. It gets pushed out into orbit because this machine is going to travel 2 years out to about the same orbit where Mars is to find an asteroid that has never been seen, but it has been located by the way they now use echo reconnaissance. It's about the size of 5 or 6 football fields, and in it, the science world has discovered, or at least thought, that in discovering this, we have a piece of space material that goes back to the Big Bang Theory. And because mm-hmm. it is in orbit around our sun, it is the biggest piece of material that's not a planet that has been traveling around for the billions of years that our planet has existed and our sun has existed. So they're going to send this machine up to this object in the sky that they can't see. They're going to land on it. They have utensils on it. They will dig up, or if it has to, it will blow up part of this object to get samplings of the surface and whatever is there. They will pick it up with, and this is all hand-directed by this pilot that we'll bring on this program at some point. He's 30 years old. He's been involved in all kinds of science and math all of his life. He's a coder, in essence. As he said to me, I write code. And from that, they develop their plans and how they're going to operate with a computer, this thing. And 0.4 of a second is all it takes for the signal to go from his computer to a giant uplink in Spain. I think he said it was in Madrid, up to this object. So it takes 0.4 of a second for the controller in Littleton, Colorado, at the spaceport they have there, that belongs to Lockheed Martin, to get it to the space ship, if you will, and to control it, because they're going to manually land it on this asteroid, tell it to dig whatever it can see, because it'll have light, so they'll be able to see it once they land on it. But they can't see it now. Wow. They won't be able to see it till they get there.
Wow.
Think about what these guys can do and what it's done for science and math. When this thing gets out, this is a rejuvenation, I believe, in the interest of space and also math, science, that sort of thing, because people are going to be fascinated with this thing.
I just want to know, when they land on the asteroid, are they going to find Bruce Willis there?
Huh. That's where he lives now,
that's
right?
Where he is.
That's
right.
I think so.
Right. From Armageddon, the movie. Yes.
Exactly.
All right. All right. So this just, I want you to think about it a little bit because it has so many ramifications. And in a moment, a couple of more questions and answers. You may have heard the astronaut Tim Kopra, who was in the International Space Station talking to some students in an elementary school in his hometown of Austin, Texas. There are lots of great conversations that he had. We'll have a couple of more of them here in just a moment on Good Day. It's 45 past the hour.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm-hmm. And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
So as usual, there's always a side message on Good Day beside the story about the music on the moon or behind the moon. This fellow, Tim Kopra, who seems to be one of our brightest and best astronauts, up on the International Space Station now, had answered some questions last week from children who were on the line from Austin, Texas. Here is a question about, he was asked, what the most difficult thing, this would be 191, Richie, what's the most difficult thing about working on the space station?
Hello, my name is Leonardo. My question is, what's the hardest part living in the space station?
You know, I think the hardest part on Space Station, Leonardo, is keeping track of stuff. Let me give you an example. So I'm convinced that if I were to carry more than three things in my hand at a time, I am going to lose one of those items. So say I had like these three pens and I'm looking around and all of a sudden I can't, oh my goodness, there goes my pen. And so you have to be very careful about how you take care of your things. And that, what that means is that you just work differently. You have to make sure that you're always planning where things are located and where you put them down, because they don't just sit on the table. They could sit on the wall or on the ceiling, or they could just float behind one of these racks here. And so it's important for us to keep track of our things. I think that's the hardest part.
The kids are watching this video in their classroom as he's taking the questions. And here's one as to why I went to work in the space program.
My name is Belir. Why did you choose to become an astronaut or work for NASA?
You know, that's a great question, because I think the reason that I chose to try to become an astronaut and then eventually be chosen as an astronaut was because I was inspired as a child when we had men landing on the moon many, many years ago. And it seemed like it would be such an adventure to fly in space. And it has been a tremendous adventure. But the thing that I've learned from this is that it's not simply the final bit of flying in space that was so neat. The adventure really was the path along the way.
51 after on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With a shadow overhead, I've been sleeping with a clown above my bed.
Clown is not right. What is that word?
Cloud.
Well, write more clearly. How can I possibly read?
Why would you have a clown in your bed?
Hey, let me tell you, it would not be the first time.
Hugh Grant actually singing from this movie. Go ahead, Richard.
I am a happy has-been, really. It's a very clear statement. I live in the past. Everything good I ever did was long ago, so don't expect anything new or exciting from me now. Really takes the pressure off.
I'm with you, Hugh.
Nah. That's good, but this is another one of those good Hugh Grant movies. If memory serves me correctly, what's her face was in this with him?
She's... Yes, her.
Yeah, her. Oh, come on, Chucker. Who was in this movie with?
Tell me the movie.
Music and lyrics. Hugh Grant.
Drew Barrymore, right?
Barrymore, that's right. You have Drew Barrymore in this. Very likable. Nicely. And Richie, got one more clip from it.
Yes.
It's either right or wrong, inspired or insipid.
I'll tell you what it is. It's 4 a.m. and we're not writing the last movement of the Jupiter Symphony. It's a song for someone whose last hit was called Welcome to Booty Town.
That's an example, again, another actor who had a 10, 15 year really good run, and yeah. now he's sort of disappeared for the most part.
I thought he was coming back. I saw him in a couple of things.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in a couple of things recently? He's very likable.
But I'm talking about his hate. I'm talking about his real...
Right. Yeah, he had 15 years of really good stuff. Yep, did very well. I like Notting Hill. Of all the movies...
I love that.
That and Love Actually. Of all the things he's ever done, I like those two.
Notting Hill's number one for me.
Yeah, very
good. It's funny. I hear that cut where he talks about the last hit they had was about somebody's booty. There was a meme going around of Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters saying that there's a problem with pop music today. If the number one hit song is about someone's butt, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. I like big butts.
All right,
Chucker, you're going to give us the box office totals in a moment here. By the way, did I tell you that was Music and Lyrics? That was named the movie number one this week, 2007. Hugh Grant and Drew Barrymore. Thank you very much. All right. We have a list, the profiles of the movies that did well at the box office, including Me Seeing Race. I'll tell you what I thought of it in a moment on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
All right, Chucker, what does the list look like in terms of
winners? You're not going to love it, Doug, but the box office is all about Deadpool. Number one for the second straight week, dominating.
Garbage.
$55 million in week at number two, $235 million in 2 weeks.
Garbage.
$490 million worldwide on a
Jennifer, you saw it. It's garbage, right?
Yeah, I didn't like it, but every man that I was with seemed to like it. So
I just didn't like the character for it. It just rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah. Garbage.
Number two, Kung Fu Panda 3. Number three, Risen, religious film, $11.8 million in its opening weekend. The horror film, The Witch, $8.6 in its opening weekend. It plays fourth. How to Be Single, $8.2, $32 million in 2 weeks. I went to see it. It's very watchable. Nothing to run to a theater for. Although I will say one thing. The lead, Dakota Johnson, very relatable and likable. I think she has a bright future. Number six, Race, the Jesse Owens story, $7.2. What do you think, Doug?
I thought this kid, Stefan James, who's a Canadian.
Yeah.
Played the role extraordinarily well. You get the good guys and the bad guys. It's very, I mean, you then get back around to thinking how backward we were in this country when it came to race. And never mind, in our country, the Germans, you know, the subtitle of the subtext is the race relations. Hitler wouldn't stay to watch him win. Then the Jews, they got kicked out of the race by Brundage, who was the director of the International Olympic Committee, Avery Brundage. But the story is very solid.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, I'd give it a big thumbs up, frankly. Okay. It's 59 past the hour. Chucker, I give you a thumbs up as well. This is Good Day.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks, you will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life.